right, Mr. Chairman.
All right, good evening, everyone. It's 5:20 PM. It's December 21st, and this is the meeting of the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to call this this meeting to order. Fawn, would you read the roll, please?
Regis Obojeski.
Present.
Sarah DiStefano.
Present.
Andy Monk.
Present.
Donna Lutz is not with us tonight. Ken Panza.
Present.
Travis Rass. And Kathleen Waite. Oh.
Does she know she's muted?
Okay, and Kathy, you know you're muted, right?
Sorry, present.
Okay, why do I have an echo?
No, I turn off my sound.
On the monitor and the laptop.
Yeah.
If you turn the volume and mute.
Hang on. Come in. I don't need this speaker.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Okay. Okay, we're good.
Let's try it again.
All right. Welcome, everyone, again. We have a quorum, and we'd like to begin. Does the public have any comments on the agenda before you? Yes. Please state your name and where you're
from. Laura Hartman, Town of Ulster. I don't have a question, but after the discussion yesterday, it was hard keeping track of the number of legislative districts in each town, so I just have here a grid of that for all of the maps that we discussed, and it's just for point of information. I did it for the audience so that we can all just see. It was hard to keep track of yesterday.
Thank you.
So this identifies the number of districts?
In each town, that's right, for the maps that we all looked at yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fawn, you'll need to enable sharing screen.
Does anyone else have any comments? Guests?
Did I get everybody, Tom?
Okay. I'd like to just go over a couple of pieces of old business. One is, and I had a conversation today with Mike Cook, and he was at the court today, and we had a couple of questions for him. One of them had to do with making some possible exceptions to the open meetings law about people's availability remotely, and none of those are granted. There's no exceptions to the open meetings law in any way, so the judge would not override that. Today, the court also opined about the number of final drafts that may be presented as the final draft or final drafts, and they basically said one is typical, and if you want to do two, you can choose to do that if you want to do that. We had a discussion about that, so the answer is yes, if we want to. And also, just to go over the dates again, we have a public hearing on the 27th, and we will remain open for comments all the way through, including the 28th. And comments after the meeting would need to be put in writing, so it wouldn't be telephone calls, but put in writing and received at the Commission on Reapportionment's email. We would be meeting on the 29th to go over the comments from the public hearing, and if necessary, Friday the 30th. It seems like we could probably handle that on the 29th. Well, we'll just reserve that other time. And then the last deliverable we have is January 3rd, where we have to submit our final map to the Board of Elections. So excuse the repetition. I did this yesterday, but the dates are sometimes escape me. So today's agenda really is about the maps that we talked about yesterday and modifications that have been made to maps, and then we're going to decide if we want to have one map or two maps. But maybe we can wait for that until see how this all shakes out. So Rob, do you want to who wants to comment about modifications made to yesterday's maps? Anybody that submitted a modification?
There were no modifications.
Pardon me?
There were no modifications. There were no modifications.
Yeah. The only change was that yesterday's map that I presented was not the map that I intended to present. Okay. But they were very, very similar. It's up there. I realized yesterday that Ken's map and my map are very similar. We didn't work on it together. However, the starting point of my map was map one from back in July that was retrofitted to meet the expectations of the new law. And Ken worked on it. I worked on it. And I will back my map out of this. Only because I wouldn't say they're identical, but they're similar. I think Ken's numbers are a little bit tighter than mine, which that's a compliment. But other than that, you know, either one would be good. But I'll back mine.
I think there's one significant difference, maybe not significant, but the when we expanded New Pulse, I think you expanded it into Sopus,
no.
And I had expanded it into. Rosendale.
Yeah, I did. I expanded into Esopus. Yes,
yeah.
Just to the
so
to the east side. Yes.
I think that was one of the judgmental differences.
Beyond that, there were some little tweaks. For example, in Marlboro.
Yeah. Well,
the shapes that I came up with are different than
right.
yours. And, yeah. But by and large, it's the same. So I would yield to Ken's map on that.
I mean, that leaves us with, like, we were looking at Travis's yesterday, Ken's number one, and then we also have a petitioner's map, and we have a public common map.
Didn't we get a new map from Mike?
So that's it. This is a public common map.
Well, that's a public common.
I mean, it's Mike. It's a public comment.
Well, it could be a public common map, or we could comment on it. I liked it, but if anybody wants to.
Mike Baden's update is... since yesterday, or it's the
yes,
one I looked at
it
yesterday?
Last night when he went over.
I mean, I'd be interested to take a look. I would have looked earlier, but I didn't.
Want me to open that one up?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because I found that map very interesting. One of the differences is that he solved the problem of Kingston and Ulster differently.
Yes.
He extended, I think it's District 7 of Kingston, up into East Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, that part of Ulster that tangles down can be completely included in District 4. You don't have to split it. You want to just open up?
Yeah, I'll go in where you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, so there's that District 7 in there, and then... Sopus is separate, except it goes a little bit into Kingston there,
right.
And then it wraps around. Interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, the big change was he took District 7
and pushed it up.
Kingston, essentially East Kingston to it.
Yeah.
And that way you preserve that section of Ulster that comes down south without having to go into the Sopus.
Right.
Which I thought was a pretty good approach.
This relates more to that than that relates to theirs.
And then the second thing was that he added Clintondale onto New Pulse.
Yes.
Which is nothing I ever considered, but it seems to work.
I would say as well.
Yeah. I put that little squiggle on the top of Marlboro and take it out and put up into Lloyd.
Which I bet would make Donna happy. I bet that would make Donna happy.
Yeah.
Across two town awesome. Lines.
Could you
do
it?
Awkward.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Could you go over to Rochester? I think that was the same, though. Well, you know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of your map, Rob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably those lines were drawn with a little bit more expertise than what we had.
Yeah, Mike. Mike's map kept the same number of municipalities whole. There were about a dozen or so. So that's pretty much all the same. But I agree with Kent's comments. That the city of Kingston changed dramatically, as well as the town of Ulster, that the tail in the town of Ulster got reincorporated into four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did he do with the Woodstock area?
I think it's the same.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's the same.
Same.
Changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maintain
what we have done.
Yeah.
On the other maps.
But is there. Is there part of... No, I guess not. Never mind. It's exactly the same. JK.
I found that.
What's that?
I found that quite interesting.
I did too.
That puts Town of Ulster into four districts? Or just three? Just three.
Does that then combine the downtown section of Broadway down by the Roundabout in Kingston with Port Huron?
Which makes more sense than...
It does, kind of.
Did he push it over into Port Huron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That little
I didn't get that.
Sliver at the bottom of Kingston is down with Port Huron.
They relate. They relate more than this to this. This is no relation
to that. Was that a significant piece that got pushed in?
Significant
voter piece, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that whole
voter population.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very big voter population.
That's a big
one.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Kathy, can you hear the discussion?
You can probably turn your volume back up one because.
I hope I can.
Okay.
Wait, can we. What
she
we have to do
here.
Is we either have to mute.
Well,
Fawn or
mute.
Rob,
no,
one of your microphones needs to be muted. Not the audio, but the microphone. Because now both of you are broadcasting your audio, which is going to be at slightly different times.
For the recording, you mean?
Yeah, because that's why we're getting that echo, because the planning staff, participant, and Fawn are both picking up audio. Nope, I'm wrong. Never mind.
I turned mine off.
I'll just leave mine off. As long as Kathy can hear us.
Can you hear us okay, Kath? Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay. Okay, any other comments on Mike's map?
I don't love that treatment of downtown Kingston, but I see a lot of other stuff that I do like. I do like that area of Ulster is not combined with 41 because I agree with Rob that it doesn't really make sense. And I can, I don't know.
I really don't like the configuration of District 17. I know that you just run out of room in that area of the county. You're just trying to make the numbers work, but having it run so far into it goes through three towns.
It goes through four towns.
Four towns, thank you.
Because it's one town at the north end?
That's actually nothing that we had chosen to do. Even in our most controversial of maps, we had never run a district through four towns. And it goes... It
goes
to
Rosendale.
Yeah, and it wraps around in this really strange...
Into Clintondale.
Three towns.
You've got Rosendale at the top,
and then Lloyd,
New Paltz,
Lloyd, and Platicill.
And Platicill.
See Lloyd right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the left.
Yeah.
Can you emphasize
the
center?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's a little awkward.
Very awkward.
See the outline?
Yeah. Lloyd has that little tail on it.
Yeah, it definitely looks a little off.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I did try to modify a couple today. And I mean, I give him credit for being able to modify, but I tried, and to get everyone's to be happy, it's difficult. It's, mm-hmm. I couldn't figure it out. But having four districts in one is not really ideal. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm glad we looked at it. What else do we got?
Travis, I looked at yours for the first time.
Thank you.
Today, you know. I'm sorry, I just didn't get
it
to
was
it
late.
At 3:30, you know.
Yeah. That's what.
Could you put up Travis's?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, you're getting at it. One of the things I looked up. Thanks, Rob, for running off the compactness report on each of the maps. They're helpful. I did it for the maps that we're discussing today also, and one of the things I found out, there were all our mean compactness score is around 0.4, roughly between 3.39 to maybe 0.4 is pretty steady, and what's this?
This is what.
Oh, this is just mine.
This is just the Travis map.
Okay, I have Travis.
Thanks.
And Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. That this REAC program for compactness goes from 0 to 1, and the closer it gets to 1, the more compact.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Actually, it does say it here. It says the measure is always between 0 and 1, 1 being the most compact. Most of us are falling in and around. Our mean is about 0.4.
Does it list the various districts?
No.
What's that?
Well, it does. Yeah, so the districts are on the left and the population, so there is a deviation.
But where's the
compactness?
On the back.
Oh.
On the other side.
So it just gives an average. It doesn't really look at individual districts.
No, it isn't just a summary report.
But my highest range is 2.35 and lowest is 2.19 for population.
Mm-hmm. Oh, population? I thought it was 2.4 was the highest.
0.35.
0.35? Number 12? District 12?
Yeah. Well, if they round it off to one digit, it's 2.4.
Yeah, you got to go by the population number.
So 2.35.
7,999.
Oh, okay, 7,999. Yes.
7,999
to 7,644.
7,644. So you're 36 under. 36 under the. So that's good. That's a good
that's
number.
Pretty good.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. No, you're. It's very tight. It's terrific. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
I also liked your suggestion, what you did up top. I mean, you really tried to accommodate the town of Ulster, which I really appreciated for my reasons. But I think it just makes a pretty good map. It changes the Woodstock around a little bit.
Well, it still does have the efficiency of cutting the
neighborhood. There's so much population between the two. I can get it to where if I move the Zenit from 1 to 23 and made it 8% and -7.
Well, you have to go back to what we did on the other maps.
Well, then I tried to bring that south, then I couldn't keep Stone Ridge, Rosendale, and High Falls together. I tried, believe me.
I know.
There's some justification in that.
Yeah.
The Zena, what used to be Zena School, now goes into Crosby, which is Lake Katrine, which I think is where it goes, that population goes. Oh no, it goes into Sardis.
Yeah, I had it going in Sardis, yeah.
Didn't see that line there.
Yeah.
Well, that's. Ignore that then.
Yeah, no, I mean.
And you had a high number of municipalities that you kept whole.
Big time.
Which is terrific. See, now it's almost 13, which is terrific.
Go to Kingston and then continue south.
sure I'm muted on there. I think that's what the problem is. But I can't access my mute controls right now.
Rob, could you speak up a little bit, please?
There we go. That was a problem. I couldn't access my mute controls.
But Fawn, I think now you should unmute,
yeah,
so that Kathy can hear.
Okay, I think we got it.
Success. Okay.
Where do you want to go?
Just want to see. I mean, I
wanted to look at Kingston, right?
Yeah. So is this? Is 7, does Hillside go into 7? Is that what that is?
No. Hillside stays in
Port Union.
It's six that's shared with Esopus, am I right?
The lower population set.
This portion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the whole portion of Ulster?
I got you. Yep.
Isn't it? Yep. Yeah, so Salem Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think the population swings in that area make the maps all a little bit dicey when we get to Kingston. But I think I like this solution better.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
Can you outline District 8 for us?
I like it because it keeps the downtown Kingston business district with the rest of Kingston, and there are other businesses in that area, like in Punkahki, and then
exactly,
yeah.
So that takes up that whole section of Ulster. How far south does it go?
Not that far.
It goes down to 9.
<You're right>.
Sorry, I thought you meant route 9. Got me.
District 9.
So it keeps it with like Ulster Park.
Hardenberg Road and Cardi Road.
Yeah, I was just gonna.
So yeah, right above Rifton.
You know, there are a few maps that pushed New Paltz up into Rifton, and I looked at the compact score, and it really wasn't so bad.
Think I like this solution better than the other one that takes New Paltz over to the side, because instead of having a sliver,
I hate the sliver.
You get this little hat with Rifton, which, like, is it the best? No, but I think it's better than the sliver, especially because of the fear of creating micro districts with it.
Right.
FYI, the current district goes up into Esopus, mm-hmm. and I think the school district goes up into Esopus. I mean, I know it goes up into it, but I'm not sure how far up.
But
Rob,
can you zoom
that little,
like
that little spike, the compactness score on that is 0.36, which is not that far off the mean. It's only four tenths off the mean. Doesn't bother me at all.
All right, and now since Donna's not here, we got to go all the way south to Marlborough. We got to do her right.
Okay.
That's extremely similar to the current
legislature,
though.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Milton capture.
Still, the town hall is just below that.
Is that right? Oh, you check that out?
Yeah. I wanted to make, well, that was what she said last night.
Oh, okay.
She wanted to make sure the town hall was. And that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
sorry.
Oh yeah, sure it does.
So I'm right on that. It's the street. It's literally that street.
No kidding.
We spoke to her about it though. She said she was all right with this.
Yeah, last night she said it was good.
Good. Good.
Yeah. And can we continue sliding along west a little bit? I think this is really solid, Travis. I don't see anything outrageous.
No.
I mean, someone will be outraged for sure, because there always is, but...
Just don't put Travis Rassmap in the Freeman, please.
We'll make up stories about you now.
I mean, I took part. I'll be honest with you. I took part of the plaintiff's map and went.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wanted to see
a compromise between
the
two.
Yeah.
And adjusted what I believed fit with what we all wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can't make everybody happy. And
no.
I tried, but
yeah.
But that was my thought process. If that's what they liked, well, then let's take a look at it and modify it to get to what we've been working on for 2.5 years. And go that route. So hopefully this is a happy medium for everybody.
Yeah. I was actually surprised with what you did up top, you know.
Yeah.
And but pleasantly so.
Well, you guys really want to take this as our draft map into public comment and just have one and only one? Are there more maps to look at?
You know, maybe it would be instructive to look at the petitioner's map for a second, just to see it.
Actually, I mean, let's do it, and then also they're both in your PDF, right?
Yeah.
So we can look at them superimposed with each other.
Let's hope the lines are viewable.
That's the petitioner's map.
Petitioner. And unfortunately, so Travis's is really light blue, unfortunately.
But it's very similar.
So
like I said, it's just similar.
You can see slight changes in Kingston.
Is it possible to reorder the layers and put Travis's on top?
No.
Can you make magic happen for me? Just because
I can try. I can bring them in. I can bring one into. I can bring.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Can I overcomplicate everyone's evening? My unreasonable request.
Oh.
I mean, I can bring one of the maps into this map, but I can do that.
I mean, I think what Travis's map does better than this one, just from my looking at it, is that I don't think that the petitioner's map really respects a lot of the. They're obviously census designated areas, so it's not some sort of rule. But we try to stay away from cutting lines through grayed out areas because they're population centers, and the petitioner's map does that on several occasions. Highland, Clintondale, Milton. I mean, we do that with Milton on Travis's map too, like we were just discussing, but Stone Ridge.
Also a situation with Xena.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at the bottom right now, but Xena, exactly.
So now you can really
see. We were trying to avoid doing things like that. This one doesn't.
The purple is a petitioner map. That's in there.
What's the purple?
Petitioner map is
okay.
The purple one.
Okay.
Yellow follows the roads.
Yeah, and I like that it's like, do you live on this side of Broadway or that side of Broadway?
You mentioned that last
this is
night.
Your district.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kept those lines from way back, right?
Not them all, but yes.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
It's on the record now.
I know, I've got to rein it in. This is. I made that comment about myself last night as well, and I did not learn my own lesson.
Anything else you want to see?
I think we were talking about maybe going south to just take a look at the differences there.
Sure.
So I'll go New Paltz, where I think there was some
difference. Yeah, New Paltz.
Let me change the color again. Purple's too close to red.
There was a comment yesterday about the tail on Gardner going extending into Clintondale, and the compactus on that configuration is a 0.29, which is significantly lower than Travis, which is a 3.9. I think a 3.9, and then the one going up into Rifton, just comparing spikes here, if you will, and the mean,
and
the mean has been steady.
Some numbers about the petitioners.
Not that's not compact. I mean,
I
I'm not accusing
over there
that okay. not being compact.
It really seems to arbitrarily cut through Clintondale, also. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's the petitioners' map.
You got to pick the census blocks. I get it, but it's just picking out census blocks to. Add numbers.
Right. Correct. Let's Clinton down to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The petitioner's map.
Right.
Petitioner's map, yeah.
That's the petitioner's map.
I'd love
it. It's really tiny.
Yeah. If I cut something?
No, I
don't have all the maps.
You
only did a couple.
Like the
I didn't drill, I can tell you that. So if there's a booger.
I need a booger, yeah. I did find a couple of boogers on yours, actually.
On mine?
Yeah. Nothing serious that Rob can't
clean up.
Yeah, in some non contiguity in 9, but they're just like little zips.
There's a tool.
There's a tool
for
Rob.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob takes care of those.
Find areas.
Yeah.
Booger, by the way, is a technical term.
Oh, is it?
Just for the public to know.
So it's not an unassigned area or anything like that. But you know, it's not my. That's that's the chief over here down the end of the table. You know. I said, what do you call those, Rob?
I didn't say that.
I'm giving you credit.
That's Travis.
May not be your fault, but we're going to blame you, Rob.
You can see the blue.
I'm turning off the petitioner map.
Okay.
Because the petitioner's map is the one where the compactness issue came in.
Right. Up into Clinton now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is Travis's map?
Travis's,
yeah.
And then I can turn.
And that's the blue is the petitioner.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I saw what I need to see on that. Anybody else need to scan any more of that map? No? Okay. What other maps do we have?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, you looked at it. So if you look at Ken's, you didn't want to look at yours, you look at Mike's, you look at Travis's, you look at positions, that's it.
Right. And yes, we did look at Mike's. So we're really talking about 3 maps then?
Yes.
Right.
I thought it was 5.
Well, Regis took his out, and then...
Who'd you take out?
Regis revised. We removed. Or we're removing it from consider. Regis requested to be removed.
Yeah, because I think that I think ours are very similar, Ken, and I think yours is a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, they were all based on the map 1 that we looked at the July 13th meeting.
Yeah, I think yours is a little bit better, too. So. Okay, so we have 3 maps, and...
So one is the Travis...
Okay, one is Travis.
The petitioner?
Well, what is it called there?
We call it anything.
Well, it's called
Modify.
How about Rascal?
Yeah, right.
Chap, how about Rascal?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No. It's fine. It's just
okay.
And
unfortunately, I have no renaming function.
Travis, yeah. And then...
Could you list the maps that we're considering?
So, Travis Res 1, we have Panza
01.
And I have technically and the petitioner map. So.
And what about
and what about the Baden map?
I mean, and if you want, Mike Baden.
That was the
right,
one
4.
That
Mike Baden up to.
That had
the
4 towns in one.
Well, we can still consider
yeah.
it. We just, I mean, that's
not. I think that's
right. How about, instead of trying to do a you know, a rank order, we might resort to that, but want to just go around and give our order, just what we think.
Our order or our preferred map?
Well, we're really talking about the two preferred maps. Map would be map one and map two.
Okay.
So what would be your...
I mean, I guess I can start and say I would prefer the one I made.
Okay. And two?
Two? I'll throw in... I mean, I'll put in the plaintiff since it's similar.
Okay. Andy?
I think I also like the non-Travis Rask memorial map as my number one choice. I think I like Ken's map, too. I don't know if you mind having your name associated with it.
Ken, would you like to go next?
Well, I'll go with my map to begin with. This was the map one from the last event. And I like Mike's map.
Okay.
I like Travis's first, and then there are things, Ken, that I think that at a later date, if we need to, I think if your map is picked, I think we could talk about. I don't think that they're major, but I'm going to pick Ken's as the second one.
Okay. Kathy, do you want to choose?
We can't hear you, Kathy.
I think that's
us. Is that
confused? Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
See if that helps.
Travis is one, Ken's two.
Okay. And for me, Travis one, Ken two.
So five of you selected Travis's as your first choice. And one picked Travis's Ken's as his first choice was by one, and one, two, three, four. One, two, three. Oh, did I miss somebody? One, two, three, four of them had.
There's the other second one. There.
That's right. So if only Andy, Sarah, Kathy, and
Regis
picked Ken's as your second choice. But one, two, three, four, five of you picked Travis's as your first choice.
Okay.
So if you were going to go with two, it would probably be...
That's the order.
Those two.
Okay.
Now, do we actually need to, or do we just want to go with one?
That
is the next question.
I'm sorry.
Do we actually need two draft maps, or do we just want to go with one?
Okay, that's
the next question.
That's the next question.
So, I mean, the first go-around, as... I mean, Andy brought up a very good point the first go around, which was we can pick one and modify it because it's a draft for public comment.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, I think that's probably one is probably the smartest way to go. If what Andy said at the last meeting as well was if we do decide to put out two maps, I think we're going to be in for a lot of comment.
The reason that I asked the question about whether or not we were able to consider to like have two maps for public comment is in case we were between two maps that were really significantly different, which in this case I think is not actually what's going on, because the last time it felt like we sat in this room and we made the draft and we were like, okay, it's the draft, we can always change it. But then since we only had one map under consideration for the public comment, when it came time to make changes, taking into account public comment, we were reticent to do so because the public had only seen this version of the map. I don't see us pulled in two separate directions in this case, so I am actually in favor of maybe just going with one, but I don't have a strong feeling about that.
Okay.
We voted for the other map unanimously, though, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. I actually think having two maps would just be confusing, people referring to which map or what map. I just think it creates a baseline that people can actually make comments on.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to have... I mean, we had people show up to talk about the congressional maps.
Yes.
I think there's having other maps out in the world for other redistricting purposes made things confusing for members of the public.
Yeah.
So I also agree with just one.
Okay.
I think one map gets us faster to a decision point. Because I think the feeling of the commission seems pretty strong that Travis's map is the way to go. And we may have to make some adjustments here or there, but I think
I just want to be sure that we have built into our own process, we have the space to make adjustments, because it felt like last time we voted for the draft. I actually voted for that draft under the assumption that we could edit it later. And then when it came time to edit based on public comment, we didn't. So I just want to make sure that we can do that. If like the entire population of Clintondale comes and they're super mad about it, that we can we all feel comfortable doing something to change it if that's practicable.
We did modify our draft.
Oh yeah.
We just didn't agree with
some of the comments that were made, and that's essentially an unmodified draft. We fully discussed that, debated it, and voted on it. That's the way it turned out.
Both maps are modified from public comment. We can just disagree with public comment too.
Sure.
Right.
Kathy.
I agree with Andy's suggestion. Basically what you guys were saying, what Travis was saying, have a map, and if we're able to modify it or someone has another suggestion, that we have the freedom in which to do so.
Okay, thank you. On for one. Okay, so there we are.
So let's make it formal with a motion for one map, and to have it be whatever we're going to call the memorial map.
Right.
The rascal map.
Okay, now it's the
Right, right.
Well, you go back a day later and have no idea what
it is. So that's the, would somebody care to make that motion?
I don't want to make
No, you shouldn't.
I will make that motion.
Okay.
I move that we bring one map to public comment and that it be whatever it is we want to call the one that Travis modified.
Very good. Second, please.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Kathy's not voting.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Kathy's voting. Kathy cannot vote.
Yes, she can.
Can you guys see me?
Yeah,
yes,
we can.
Said, what did you say?
Oh,
you said.
We just reported.
Hmm?
Wasn't it because she gave notice of her address?
She can't vote. It was on the 29th when she wanted to travel. She wanted
her
to.
Her address is published?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was on the 29th and 30th when her. We don't have an address.
Yeah.
That she can't zoom in.
Yeah.
Okay, if her address is published, then.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. I'm sorry, Kathy.
I just wanted to ask, however, if I'm still here on the 29th and we haven't traveled yet, then we can use the same address, correct?
Yes, and we
can. In terms of voting.
Yes, and we will publish that address. We've published it for the public hearing. And we will publish that address. If for some reason you're not there on the 29th, you just won't be able to zoom in. But in theory, somebody's supposed to be there to allow the public to zoom in. But.
Okay.
I can't imagine a lot of people being in Sebring.
She can zoom in, but she's not a voting member.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. She wouldn't be
in
a voting member?
She's at a different address.
She's at a different address.
At the same address?
She's in an airport.
She's in an airport. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I never understood how you could do a video from an airport even if you had all the
Especially
Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and I need to just ask Rob, technically when can we get a copy of this map and how do
tomorrow.
And we're and you can get it to the court or we're getting it to the I don't know how it's getting to the
Does
court.
Does the draft map have to go to the court?
No, we don't
have to give it to the court?
No.
Okay,
only
so we have to publish
no.
it on our
it's only for the public hearing.
Yeah, it goes for the public hearing.
Okay,
we'll
so we have to publish it on our website.
It's already technically on server, and then we will. I'll create a version of it that says draft map one, and you'll publish it to our county website, the reapportionment website, so they'll be able to see it.
Okay.
But we should also give it to the Board of Elections as part of, you know, ahead of time of the.
And I'll try to create a map book so that we'll have each
district
zoomed in.
Yeah, the micro district.
So perfect. With the roads all listed?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So okay.
I agree with that as well.
Packages.
Good point.
Yeah.
Do you have any other comments on that?
That was noted, right? Ken's point about the Board of Elections providing it to them.
Yeah. They'll probably want to shape all so they can vote.
Take a look at districts.
Yep.
Voting districts.
Yep. And then, Rob, to make sure you don't have any micro districts, I guess.
Right.
That's what
right.
Right.
Because those are the sorts of modifications we'd make after the public hearing.
Right.
I mean, we're not going to.
And Rob is going to make us maps that show the roads for
local
each district.
By district.
That was one of the comments we got from the public.
It's hard for us to see.
Okay. There is no other, there's no new business, so before.
Did we need to vote on that language that you provided today?
No,
oh,
we, I haven't
website.
Finished it.
For the website?
I see.
I haven't finished it, and so if I could just give me another day, I'll get you a final draft because I didn't have links.
Okay.
I mean, I do now, but we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're.
I was sort of in sympathy with what Sarah had said.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I don't think the lawsuit should be published because the lawsuit is now. It's not.
Well, it's still active until it isn't.
It is. Well, yeah, but I still don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not controlling.
It's not controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing that the court decided was that the maps were illegal, which
correct.
Was sort of a slam dunk. I mean, we all knew that anyway.
Right. Right.
Okay.
But on the municipal home rule part of it.
Yeah.
Only that part. So.
Yeah.
To include
right.
all the rest of it.
That and the order.
I can right.
Yeah.
I can try
yeah.
to get a better picture.
Okay.
And Rob, before you turn everything off, can you get me just a picture of that so the press can take
it? I'm going to turn everything off until I have a public comment anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to open this for public comment now. Carol?
I don't know if I've
Carol, is there your name, please, and where you're from?
Sorry. Carol Nolan. I don't know whether this is something you can answer right now, but I'm very curious whether the public hearing is going to be recorded.
It will be.
It will be?
Yes.
Okay. I like that answer.
Mm-hmm. It was recorded.
Yes.
Yes. All of our meetings are recorded.
Thank you for all the work. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Same thing. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Great. Anybody else? Okay. Good. Motion for adjournment, please.
I'm
okay. Draft.
Second.
Okay, Andy, all in favor?
Early.
That's what I did.
At 6:07.
Yes.